Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. For most of its 155-year history, the Port Isabel Lighthouse, like a lonely sentry, kept silent watch over ships that ventured into the shallow Gulf waters of the lower Laguna Madre. One of 16 lighthouses serving the state, this renovated structure is evocative of a bygone era, one that continues to capture the imagination of visitors.
A lot of people are fascinated with lighthouses.
Gabriel Gildinas is Port Isabel's lighthouse keeper.
A lot of the visitors that we have are inland, so seeing a lighthouse is like finding treasure to them. It's just an unbelievable sight that they want to come, they want to experience this. It brings a lot to their imagination. You just see the children, they just unbelievably are fascinated with it. They just want to run up the stairs.
New technologies have made the need for lighthouses obsolete, but at one time, they were lifesavers.
Well, in the past, the use of this lighthouse was mainly to help the ships in this area. At that time, this was one of the largest shipping ports in the entire world. The lighthouses, they really don't serve much of a purpose nowadays because of the GPS, the Global Positioning Satellite. But back in that time, lighthouses were like the GPS. The only way you can navigate and know what's ahead of you is by knowing there's a lighthouse right there.
That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.